Good morning.
Good morning. I think we're just all exhausted today.
I'm so tired.
It's back to school week.
Back to school.
But my under eyes are so swollen.
I was that Saturday. I was I'm just going to cry or puke because I'm so tired.
That's what I told Jason last night. He's what's wrong? I'm I'm just so tired. I'm going to start crying.
Aww.
But we're happy to be here.
We're here.
Yes. Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. I didn't think I would be here today because I was convinced I had my meeting, and I drove to my meeting this morning and nobody was there. And I looked at my calendar. It's the second Wednesday of every month.
And we know that. We should have even thought about that because it's always the second.
I don't know where
second.
I got it in my head that it was this week, but I had it in my head and nobody's there.
Yeah, you made a great effort.
I even had to get, the puppies got up at 6:30, so I was already out, but.
That's fair.
So welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. I'm Lori.
I'm Patty.
I'm Britton.
And my eye hurts.
Back to school week here has been exhausting, and it's colder this week, too.
Well, and you've got a freshman, right?
I do. I have
the baby is a freshman.
Yep. My second son is a junior in college, right? Third year. And I didn't tell you guys, he just left early and went by himself and kind of just packed himself up and was all right, guys, he was supposed to go on Sunday. He's I'm going Thursday night now. I'm okay.
I feel that's how it got to. It was really more when we moved to the apartment, help getting some furniture there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He has two roommates in his apartment. He sent me a picture this morning. There's a cat in his apartment, which I'm pretty sure he's not supposed to be. And the cat's sleeping with him now. So Alex is an animal whisperer. And then my baby is a freshman, which is crazy.
Oh, and your baby.
My baby.
Your 200-pound baby.
Yeah. Yes. He is not a small child by any means. He's
5'10". He's a grown man. He's a grown man.
Yes. Hey, Bill.
Grown Bill, man. Bill, I mean, but now he's just towers over you.
I'm 5'2". He's 5'10". So, he just went to the doctor
last week.
Seen the
picture of, my baby boy.
Yeah, but he's in three advanced classes as a freshman, and he, loves math. And so when they were in their math, he's in his advanced math class, and all the kids who are older than him didn't know the answer. He knew the answer. So
advanced though? Is that AP?
So he has, you can only take one AP class as a freshman. So he's in AP history. Okay. And then, so all the other freshmen are in Algebra 1. He did that last year. He's in geometry.
Oh, I see.
So it's one advanced. Yeah.
It's the college path or whatever.
Because we didn't even use a calculator.
Yeah. So you can take calculus.
That must be that rule. Because Sedona had four AP classes.
It's just a Flushing thing.
Yeah, we were told that there's no class you could take as a freshman.
She had to test, go write a paper.
You take all AP classes as freshmen.
Yeah, that Flushing doesn't allow that, so we just have the one.
Well, just getting used to the new schedule and whatever.
And he's doing an engineering class that he's excited about. So
that's good. Yeah.
Apparently, they throw a lot of money at the engineering, so we'll see how that goes.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I think people don't always know what engineering is.
If you go into engineering too and then go to Kettering, you work 3 months and go to school 3 months.
Yeah.
Those kids coming out making a lot of money.
My brother went to Kettering, and it was GMI when he started, General Motors Institute, switched to Kettering, and he does very well.
Yeah. And when we visited there, I know forever ago, when Branson won the invention thing or was the finalist, one of the finalists, and they took them all to Kettering. It was fascinating. Yeah. It was a really cool program.
Well, it's cool that we have such a cool college like that in Flint, right? And we do have several colleges in Flint, but, mm-hmm. To me, it's just a very specialized, very, cool college.
Morning.
Where people come all over the world to go there.
Well, we are drinking coffee this morning.
Hey, Mo. Hey, Charles.
Oh, that'll wake us up. This is good.
Except she brewed decaf.
Decaf. Yeah, sorry, guys. I was already talking so fast this morning. I'm like, I've got to get some decaf. I don't know. I didn't have
my cup of coffee so that I could.
I'm sorry.
I know. I should have brought my cup of coffee.
I was going to actually do butter rum from up there, and then I just grabbed decaf because we do have it regular. But
okay.
Unfortunately, sorry, guys. You might have to get coffee after here. Yeah. Hey, Deborah.
So we're doing our subscription. So many of you are familiar, hopefully get it. I was just really thinking about it. And it's if you know you're going to get the final ones, I would just get them right from the get-go.
I know. You really should just order the full set.
If every time you order the full whatever.
Yeah.
I would just order it because it is a really good value.
Well, then you guarantee that you actually get the full size too.
For sure.
Yeah.
But this is the Roaring Twenties. But Patty, you want to recapitulate
what
a subscription is?
Absolutely. So every month we curate a themed box of four different coffee flavors. This month is the Roaring Twenties. The box starts out at $25 shipped. You can get it in a 2.5 ounce ground coffee, or you can get it in 12 single serve pods, which would be three flavors of each of the four. Or you can go higher and get full size bags or boxes. And it's also available in decaf. I always get a lot of comments on social that people want it in decaf. And I'm like, we've always done it in decaf.
Most of our coffee is available in decaf.
Yeah, there's only a couple that are in decaf.
No, Yanni.
Yeah.
I'm so tired.
We couldn't have Willie in here today because I just need a nap.
Yeah.
I might take like a 20-minute nap at
lunch. That's not a bad plan.
I thought about that the other day. I'm like, I could have a nap time.
Like my eyes are watering. I'm so tired.
We should have like a nap place, you know? And like in Spain and stuff, they do like siestas during the day. Like it's a thing, you know? Yeah. Why don't we do that in America? Why don't we take a nap?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have to work till.
It's just the, 6:30. The work and then the running until like 9:30 is.
Yeah.
It's a lot, it's a lot to get back into the habit of, too.
Yeah, especially when you have that nice summer where, you know, like I got to sleep an extra like 30 minutes in the morning.
Yeah, we didn't have that.
I did. It was
I know. I was getting up at 7. Now those puppies, we got two puppies and they're up at 6:30. But I did Saturday at a meltdown. I just started crying. I don't think I can do this. I think someone needs to take the puppies. I'm so tired.
They're exhausting.
I'm so tired. Yeah. I can't. Whatever.
That's a lot. Imagine it was twins and you can't give them back.
Yeah.
Twin babies.
Basically. Well, babies, like you can put in crib. They don't like eat everything. Like it's like the eating everything. Yeah. Like they've already ruined two blankets. Mm-hmm.
But if you have a colicky baby and they just cry nonstop, like it's very, you know, overwhelming. Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, I don't think that naps are my favorite.
Retirement allows you to take a nap. I love that for you.
I love a good nap. Even on vacation, sometimes it'll be like, okay, let's nap so we can stay out late.
You always work naps into vacations,
so
and I love that.
So we can stay out till 10.
Yeah. If I nap, it's the only way I'm going to stay.
Good morning, Amanda.
Amanda's one of our influencers.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. No, I love a good nap. And I can, like, do even a 20-minute nap, and I'm fine.
Yeah, it's honestly that those naps are better. It's when you fall asleep for like almost 2 or 3 hours that you don't feel good.
Oh, yeah, those are good. I do an hour at the most usually, but
yeah. Okay, so what is our first
flavor? Oh, yeah, I'm already drinking.
Okay, our first flavor is
butter.
I don't know. Oh, but rum cake.
Yeah. Rum cake.
Rich, golden, and soaked in sultry rum. This boozy beauty is buttery, bold, and just a little bit naughty.
How many bees can we fit in that?
Who wrote this?
I didn't actually write those. I think Ashley
most
did.
Decadent, indulgent, darling.
Probably ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And non-alcoholic. I'm glad people put that non-alcoholic. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please put that.
So rum cake minus caffeine.
This is good.
Boo hiss.
Boo hiss. I'll do better next time, guys. I'll do half and half.
No, you probably need the decaf. So
I need the decaf, but you don't need the decaf. So I'll do half and half next time.
Okay, that's good. I like rum cake.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Rum is just such childhood memories for me, like butterscotch and rum.
I think about the butterscotch or the butter rum lifesavers. Those were always my favorite.
Butter rum lifesavers.
Yes, they're so good.
I've never
had. I've got to get you guys some and bring them in. Yes,
okay.
They're
so
good.
Remember when lifesavers used to come in a roll too, and you could get them on like multi pack of like.
Yeah, but I've always had the red, the lemon. Yeah.
So you get one like
green one, the red, the yellow, the green,
the
white,
the oranges and cream, and strawberries and cream.
Yeah. So those are like the hard candies one without the hole in the middle. These ones have the hole in the middle. And my mom always finds them for Christmas, and we get them in our stockings. But
I have
like
never had them.
I have no idea.
Mom, if you're watching, please find us some butter rum lifesavers.
I'll trade you a cherry pie. I'm one year. I'm going to make you a cherry pie.
The hard part is her birthday's by Christmas, and we're all so exhausted.
So exhausted.
So just do her half birthday.
Do a summer.
I could do that. We might be past your half birthday. Your birthday's in December.
Yeah.
Do a random day pie.
She would like a random day pie.
Yeah, a random day. I like random flowers, so random day pie in honor of your birth.
You may be born in December.
Or make her a pie for Patty's birthday.
Yeah.
The day she gave birth.
Yeah. Except that my birthday is always on National Coffee Day or around that time. So we're always exhausted then too.
The coffee flavors make me hungry for the actual dessert.
Oh,
You know what?
Why didn't we make these ones too? Maybe next month. Well, next month we'll do a bake off.
Okay. Is it a good bake off month?
It's going to be a bake off. It's going to be a weird one.
I don't know.
It's going to be a weird one.
I mean, you're just getting home from Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
And then we leave for Florida like almost immediately.
All right. Maybe October. What's October? No, October is not really a bake off one too. We owe you guys a bake off.
We owe you a bake off.
We'll do a bake off.
Yeah, maybe okay, we could just make
them. Yeah, Hawaii like is coming up quick. Mm-hmm. So my middle son is getting married in Hawaii,
and he just got engaged on Christmas.
He got engaged at Christmas. Yeah, so it's I didn't realize Hawaii is a trek from Michigan.
Oh, for sure,
like 13 hours.
I just can't travel that long.
I mean, you can go to Italy for the time it takes.
Yeah, Hawaii is super far away.
You've been there before, right?
I was there when I was 17.
Oh, right. So I knew I remembered you told me you'd been there.
Oh, look at it. I can't click on it, but I can see the link.
What's it for?
Bill found the candy.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Candy. Yeah. All right, we'll click on it after this.
Yeah, I've never. Have you guys had it? I've never had it. I feel like this is a hidden treasure.
Maybe once
something.
I see them, I'll have had it.
They're really good.
But they're like in the same thing as the Lifesavers?
Yeah. So
like in those packages?
Yeah, so I remember. So my mom gets them every year, and sometimes she gets a roll of them, and I don't know where she gets them from. And then last year, they're like the individual, like, plastic wrapped. Like each one's individually plastic wrapped.
With a hole in the middle.
Yeah, with a hole in the middle.
And that's blowing my mind a little.
Yeah.
Okay, I can safely say I have never had these.
Yeah.
I have never had those.
I've never
Look at
them.
You can get them both ways. So good, guys. So good.
All right.
It sounds
Deborah
like
says they're her favorite.
Real? Real? What? And I love the little, you know, I love the chew, the was the crunchy outside and then the chewy inside.
Aw, Chuck is here. Hi, Chuck.
Oh, good morning, Chuck.
Hello. Chuck. And Mo says from Connecticut, when you get to the California coastline, you're only halfway there. I did that trip once. Halfway there.
Halfway there.
That's and
that's
for
so
us
crazy.
To
and we're
California,
we're
it's
Friday
5 hours.
Friday to Tuesday. Like we're going so quick.
Oh,
we're,
that's way
we're
quick.
We're flying out Friday and coming back
AI
Tuesday.
Says that they're discontinued.
AI is a liar.
Is it though?
I don't know. See if you can order them.
I mean, we've never heard of them. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be like cracker?
Oh, I was going to bring a new burners for you guys to try today. They've got a Boston cream burners. Do you guys like burners?
I had a different Coke, like a orange cream Coke.
Oh, yes. So they came out
it
with
was
that.
Good. Yeah. I tried it with rum too. It was delicious.
That like whatever coconut Dr. Pepper that they did.
That was so good.
You guys don't like coconut though, do you?
I like coconut.
I like the pina coladas.
Coconut.
I don't like
the texture.
Like getting caught in my teeth. Is what I'm not a fan of.
I was gonna make something with coconut last night.
What was
and
this
then
one?
I didn't think anybody liked it.
So my mom. Opera cake.
Yeah.
Bless my mom's heart. She.
You already said it, I guess.
She. I don't even know what it is. What are we doing
cake.
Now?
I think it smells like it. So I assume.
She. Would make a salad with and without coconut. Just
oh,
for
sweet.
Me.
Is it the
Very
ambrosia
sweet.
Salad or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Well, I had this last week.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Chocolate opera cake, coffee, soaked sponge, ganache, and buttercream. As elegant and dramatic as a night at the opera.
Reminds me of like.
Now, this is high society on a dessert plate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely get some Hershey's out of that. You're right. There is like a.
That like, I whatever that Hershey's flavor is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is good.
Yeah, I had this last
I like
week.
This one.
Yeah.
It is like desserts, though. Like, it is making me want desserts.
Every time we're doing any R&D, I want to eat.
But the cool thing is you have a dessert for, like, 3 calories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, how much is a cream? Because
we
do
you make
put
it
a little cream
way.
In. Mm-hmm.
So. You know, this is that concentrated stuff, so I don't know how many pumps. And maybe, like, 25 a pump. Because it's just like almost like sweet
so
condensed
let's
milk.
Say even if it's 50 calories, whatever.
Moses, go to Kona on the Big Island and get Kona coffee covered macadamia nuts.
Oh,
that sounds delicious.
What? That sounds good and expensive, though, too.
Yeah, we're going to Kauai.
No.
Kauai?
Yeah.
Kauai?
Yeah.
No idea.
Kalawi?
Kauai. Is
Kauai.
We were going to go to Kona.
K-A-L-U-A or I or something like that.
We were going to go to Kona for our convention this year, but we kind of rethought the logistics of getting there and just how arduous, is that the word? It is.
Yeah. After we started planning this trip, it was like, this is really a lot.
And I don't travel well. I know I've said that before, but like the least amount of flights, the better, please.
Well, then it's like we're not going, but it's tough. It's the very beginning of school. It's like we're inundated with sports. Yeah. And then to try to get, if we could get in and out in like a day or two, but you can't. Yeah. It's the flights alone.
Yeah. It's not just like a pop
we're
in.
Leaving. I swear we're leaving Tuesday and we're not home till Wednesday.
Yeah.
And part of most of that's flights.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it is. Well, and the time change too.
Oh, yeah. How many hours behind us is it? Because California's 3 hours. I imagine Hawaii's 4 or 5, to be honest. I don't know.
I have no idea.
That's a great question.
I can Google it.
I don't know, but I'm sure it'll be wonderful.
Yeah, it'll be beautiful. And
except
nice
for
to
the
see.
Volcanoes going on.
It's oh, really?
4:16
There's like
a
volcano hotel.
Really?
What time was it?
It's 4:16 a.m. right now.
Six hours. Oh my gosh.
Crazy.
That's more than Scotland.
Yeah,
Scotland should do your
jet lag thing.
I think we're going to have to.
Yeah.
Get some for Sedona too.
I did get that jet lag stuff and it did work for Scotland like unbelievably. And especially with a short in and out.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to use it.
No, that's nice.
Do I give it to my children to use?
Yeah.
Do I give some of my stash for the kids?
If they're grumpy, yes. You don't want to deal with grumpy, tired people.
Yeah, tired people are tough.
Yeah.
Okay, this is delicious. Actually, I really like this one.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Okay, so and then the next one
is golden vanilla macarons.
What is the Roaring Twenties? Is it those fun dresses,
it's
like flapper dresses?
Yes.
So the original box was like, we were going to do that Great Gatsby because it's in public domain and we can. And then it kind of got changed like the Roaring Twenties.
Okay.
But yeah, Prohibition.
Oh, those are people's feet
flappers.
In this thing. Yeah. I thought it was like ribbons.
I didn't realize seen it was. That too. That's funny.
Okay, so it's not just me.
That's oh, cute. Yeah.
It's people's feet dancing.
I see that.
That's cute.
Logan wants your jet lag stuff.
Oh, that, yeah.
You guys it's not cheap, Logan. Pay up.
No, I think we're going to have to do that. What was I going to say?
About the Roaring Twenties.
Oh, I'm watching. Actually, I just watched. What movie did I The Gilded Age.
Oh, I heard it's good.
Have you guys? It is very, very good. Yeah. But I hope they're putting out another season.
I bet they are.
I don't know.
Because I know they talk about like the Aster. I only watched like snippets of it.
Good.
But like the Astors and like how they married their daughter.
You'll love it because you love all that. And then it's like the invention of electricity and who really invented things.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed
it. Was it Tesla? Yeah.
I enjoyed it. So, well, the interesting thing is they say, because they're having a big thing with, I want to say Einstein. It's Einstein. Who? Edison.
Edison, yeah. And there was somebody else.
But then they said that actually a black gentleman did the filament or something.
Yeah, that's cool.
So
they've been saying
that hasn't been getting the
credit. That's stupid because if he didn't do that, we wouldn't have electricity.
So it's interesting. Like, and then it is very interesting with stereotypes and stuff because, and I remember reading about this, but it's like there's one of the girls, her dad is a pharmacist and he's black and they're very wealthy. They've got a very wealthy black neighborhood and it's just interesting to see the time and then even amongst those people like that community it's like the people that were slaves and weren't slaves that there's some
this is down south or where is it south?
No, it's up north but it's up north. Well, no, maybe it's it is. It's like where is it?
Do you even know what time period it's in?
Yeah, it's like Victorian.
1800s.
Okay.
It's like after emancipation, when the railroads are getting established.
Which I think it was 1863. I got to get back on my history.
The railroads are all getting established, and obviously Astors are high society. And so it's a lot of inventions. So it's a very inventive period of time.
Okay.
I watched a thing about the Rockefellers last night and how their last heir, well, I don't know if he's the last heir, they think he was eaten by the natives in like Papua New Guinea.
Okay, so the Gilded Age is considered the 1870s to the early 1900s.
Okay.
And it was a term coined by Mark
New York. Twain. Thank you, Beth. Yes.
By the rapid industrialization.
Oh, it is, because they moved to Fifth Avenue and it was very like things hadn't moved that far yet. So they were like, why would you live on Fifth Avenue?
Yeah. So the Carnegies, the Rockefellers, the
Vanderbilts.
Yeah.
Who the Vanderbilts, they said, I think they like just built so many houses that I think that they like kind of like burned through their wealth. Like Anderson Cooper's a Vanderbilt. His mom was Gloria Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they kind of just like burned through their money like by building real estate. Yeah,
they said this area was marked by significant corruption, corporations and wealthy individuals wielding considerable influence.
Yeah. I wonder how true the show is compared to.
And then they talk about like the 1853, like the stock, the run on the banks and stuff. And they're trying to, it's, I mean, it's huge, but it's where new money and old money are colliding too.
So it says, how historically accurate is the Gilded Age?
Okay.
The Gilded Age takes some creative liberties with its storytelling, but many of the plots, characters, and events are rooted in true stories and historical context.
Like Mrs. Astor was new money, and so she couldn't.
She's old money.
No, I heard she was new money because then she had to get her daughter Consuela married into the
Later.
Can't say it. Yeah.
No, this Mrs. Astor is the beacon of old money in this thing, and she, she's very against new money and it's a whole war.
Because there's a whole time period where they're marrying off their daughters into the English
quintessential example of old money today.
Aristocracy.
Yes, thank you. I don't have the words.
I just say it really slow.
And like very unhappy marriages, so because the guys were poor and the girls had money, right? So then they would let all their money into
sweet.
The
castles. I liked it. Right. Oh, it is the same writer of Downton Abbey.
Which, by the way, there's a new Downton Abbey coming out September 10th.
I'm excited.
We're going
to
see it as book club.
Yeah, and if you love Downton Abbey, you'd like this. And it's a little bit more, to me, it's a little bit more intriguing. The social climbing and stuff.
Yeah, Mo says to visit the old mansions in Newport, Rhode Island. I would absolutely love that.
I visited so many Vanderbilts.
Film the Great Gatsby.
Vanderbilt mansions in New York and stuff. I don't know.
You went to the one, what's the one that's in North Carolina? Andrew Vander. Yeah.
Just the Biltmore.
It was the Biltmore. Andrew Vanderbilt made that one, I believe.
And then one of my boyfriends in college, we'd go to the Vanderbilt houses and just, I don't know why, we'd have picnics. And
the opulence is kind of just like extreme.
I think it's the inventiveness of it too. Beautiful. Yeah. And I mean, really just how far advanced things were is crazy. The invention, the inventiveness of that. Yeah. I won't give it away, but it is very, there is inventions in there that are.
I would like that. I love my history stuff.
Okay. I didn't try this. What are we trying?
The golden macarons. That's good. Golden vanilla, I should say.
Okay. Macarons. When I first smelled it, it almost reminded me like immediately of like animal crackers.
Yeah.
It was like that, like
that much vanilla.
That is. That smell where you're like, oh, when you first open the cup.
When you open that pot. Yeah.
Which is so funny because like.
Distinctive smell.
Animal crackers to me are just like such a, like a baby food, you know, but then every now and then you're like, oh, I want some.
They're like nostalgic.
I liked them dipped in that in Megan's dip.
The
animal cookies were like the best
the
in that
brownie
cookie.
Batter
that
brownie
batter dip. That brownie.
It's so good.
Yeah.
We haven't had that in a long time. That stuff is terrible for you too, I'm sure, but it's delicious.
Oh, no. I'm sure
costumes are amazing.
I thought the dresses and the whatever in that were the best by far that I've seen anywhere. I looked forward to seeing what they were going to wear.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was beautiful. But then I thought about, where are they storing all these dresses?
Oh, we've watched like behind the Game of Thrones thing, the behind the scenes or whatever.
Yeah.
They show you the warehouses where they store everything. It is wild. Everything's tagged and labeled and like preserved.
House. Like where in the, like I get for the people with mansions.
Yeah.
But like. There was a person
life.
Who had like a room, like a this size room, and she has a new dress on every day. And I'm like, so where are her dresses?
They get rid of them.
But they got them out of trunks.
Yeah, out of trunks.
So, yeah, and she was getting her summer stuff out.
Yeah, and it sounds like, I mean, from like the historical fiction I've read, it's always like they don't have like, especially like obviously the poor women. You got like two dresses, a Sunday dress and an everyday dress.
Well, and that's I suspended disbelief because she wasn't poor. She wore dresses all the time. So I don't know.
It does seem even in,
It did get renewed for season 4.
Oh, okay. Yay. I'm so excited,
Bill. How many seasons have you watched then?
Three.
Three, okay.
Yeah, I watched them while I watched the puppies play. Yeah. And then they kept knocking my phone over.
Of course. Of course. No, I'll have to watch that. That one sounds
good. I'm so glad it got renewed because I did like it. And I thought there was good moral lessons in it, too, I guess I'll say. Yeah. I thought it was good.
Nice.
Sometimes it gets too just political, and yeah. I'm not crazy about that. Yeah. So.
Sometimes you just want to,
but it was a super political era. Mm-hmm. The Gilded Age was like there. It was just a really defining political time for our country.
Well, and they weren't good to like workers and stuff. And then you know, I know Ford put in the 40-hour.
It comes up there with the beginning of the unions.
We had the sit-down strike here in Flint, Michigan,
when the Rockefeller. It specifically said when the Rockefellers and all of them, they were all of a sudden amassing so much money, and all these immigrants were coming, and so they didn't really know better, so they could pay them nothing, which wasn't really fair.
Yeah.
You know, so there was kind of
eight. They were like 8 hours to work, 8 hours to sleep, and 8 hours to do whatever. And that was their big thing. They're like, we don't want to work 6 days a week, 12 hours a day.
No.
Like, so it's interesting that we still kind of have that eight, like from the whatever.
Yeah.
And then they had a lot of child labor too.
Yeah. A lot of interesting things happened.
Well, and then just the mass wealth, but then how quickly that wealth could just be gone.
Mm-hmm. You weren't in the right social circles.
Yeah. I liked it. Crazy. I'm so glad. I'm so happy that it's going for a 4th season.
Okay.
So I did enjoy it. And then our last one is
I'm excited to try this.
Strawberry Ladyfinger.
Oh, it smells so
light,
good.
Fluffy, and laced with whipped cream and strawberry.
Strawberries.
Well, it's B-E-R-R-I-E.
That's cute. That's
a sweet cute. Little scandal in every spoonful.
I like
that's
that.
Delightful, that's saucy. Though. That's light saucy. As that's a flapper's great. Laugh and twice as sweet.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a strawberry trifle. It's really good.
That's funny.
Okay, I feel like you taste the whipped cream.
Oh, yeah, that's good. One. Those I remind strawberry. Me of the strawberry wafers.
Every time we do a strawberry, it does so well.
Yeah, I always like the strawberry flavored ones.
Yeah, which makes sense. I think it's a really nice mix of flavors.
Yeah,
I think it's a nice
butter brown.
The strawberries chocolate. And cream this morning, so good.
Oh, the strawberries that and cream is good.
I love that one too. I know Charles really wants us to do the butterscotch pudding and bring that back as a full time flavor. Mm-hmm. That one's so good because it's just a pure butterscotch.
I agree. Yeah.
Well, you're in charge, so I think you can make it happen.
I do love butterscotch. That butterscotch was delicious.
Yeah, we do have really 4 new flavors coming as soon as they can get them ready.
Yeah, which will be exciting.
Yeah.
We have, up on we have marketing plans. We just need to
catch
up with the coffee.
Yeah. We've got to pick our charity for this year, too. Or did we pick it already?
No, I saw you sent me lots of ideas, which is great. I just wanted to go put them in that charity. Yeah. I mean, we really do research charities. We don't just pick one. I look to see just how much of the money is actually going to help people. And
I did let somebody know yesterday. They'd messaged me a lot that, like, you know, we don't send a lot of money, you know, like it's for us, it's a decent amount. But like for some of these charities that bring in hundreds of millions of dollars a year, it's a drop in the bucket.
Right.
And it's really hard for us to work with a charity that their CEOs make millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And I was just candid and said it, like, you know, it's kind of hard to.
Well, I think it is. I mean, I just think about all that money just going. I mean, and I think that people, if they run a charity, they should get a fair wage, but not egregious.
Yeah. You know, driving a, you know, Lambo.
The top 10 people shouldn't, you know.
Yeah. It's hard for me.
We just try to vet them properly.
Yeah.
And I still don't mind the idea of doing our Costa Rica.
Yeah, we have ideas.
We've got lots
of ideas.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So the coffees are live, right?
The coffees are live, and the shirts are now here. So if you pre-ordered them, they have been mailed. Mm-hmm. So we have our Halloween shirts.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to wear mine. I mean, it seems like fall now. I can't wait to put those cozy sweatshirts.
There's record low temperatures across the nation.
Are there?
Like Texas apparently is as cold as it is in the end of October for them.
It's been really chilly.
Yeah, here. Like it was 42 when I got.
I had to wear a winter hat golfing yesterday.
Yeah, that's crazy. It was
55. So it might be cold for golfing this weekend.
It was 47.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Very cold.
Yeah, it'd be cool with you guys up north.
So this shirt, I don't know, you probably can't read it from here, but it says, "I like coffee, murder shows, and maybe like three people." Yeah. And there's a cute little skeleton.
I wore mine yesterday. It was really nice. It's soft too.
Soft.
Yeah. Our sweatshirts are so soft, and our t-shirts too. Like we get good brands because we feel everything.
Yeah. Like, and you can get that murder one in a long sleeve, a short sleeve, a V-neck. And a sweatshirt,
and a sweatshirt
too.
Yeah. And if you do get the long sleeves, it's got cool like Coffee Beanery and like murder script. Yeah. Or something.
Which I will wear year round. It's not a Halloween shirt to me. It's my truth. It's not a Halloween shirt.
And then we have a fall shirt that says stress blessed and pumpkin spice obsessed.
Cute.
I've got that one.
So
I
this
like
one's
it.
Really cute. I wore the sweatshirt the other day and got a lot of compliments on it.
It's a cute green too.
It is.
Yeah.
And our stores are already serving pumpkin spice drinks too. They started August 1st. So
okay.
If you're near one of our stores,
pumpkin
go get a pumpkin spice.
And caramel apple releases September 1st on the website.
Yes. Okay.
So I gotta get some comments.
Some social for that. Thanks for having
me. It's a butterum cake in this box. It's the best.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed.
It's a local charity. Oh, that's cool.
What is that?
I like that you pick a local charity.
Yeah.
They when the Rock Voices does a show, they pick a local charity that they have raffles for.
Oh, that's really nice.
Mm-hmm. And then the last one is the Christmas shirt, which says, "Dear Santa, I can explain."
Nice. That's cute. And that one is in a sweatshirt. As well, and then red and green.
They're all long sleeve sweatshirts and t-shirts.
Okay. And sometimes it looks kind of pink, but it's definitely red.
Yeah.
It's definitely red. Yeah. And the sweatshirt is definitely like green.
Yeah.
Not like olive green, like green.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas green.
Yeah. Yes. And this is the first time that we've done long sleeve shirts. And we're going to see how it goes.
Yeah. I think they'll do good. I'm excited to wear mine.
I just gave my mom tours last night.
Deborah says, you got to put that one up. The cool temperature is because of the pumpkin spice early releases. It is still summer.
I know. When are we going to have
you guys,
Christmas music soon?
It's
What's
wild that
on?
Labor Day is on Monday. It is wild.
August just flew. Like, I blinked.
Crazy.
I know it like, feels like that every year, but my God. This
Dear
year.
Santa, I may be on the naughty list, but it was fun.
I like that.
That's a good one.
I think my mom bought me a cup once and it said I'm the reason there's a naughty list.
That's cute.
But I was a very good kid, I will say.
Kid. And then 18 hit. And then it was like, what?
Let me loose.
Right?
It's like, what did I say? Like preacher's kids, you know?
Yeah.
They go nuts. Yeah, even preacher's kid.
Seems that way. You guys, my college had a reunion last weekend. I'm sad I wasn't there, but they do it at a camp.
Oh, camping?
Yeah, I'm just not.
Not a camper.
Not a camper.
No.
So it just seems odd to me. So I did say, hey, did you guys ever think about maybe having it at Myrtle Beach again?
Or a hotel?
Or like a vacation kind of place?
Somewhere that'd be nice to go.
Oh, you went with me. Gosh, you were young when you went. There. What were you, like, eighth grade or something?
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Nice. So
it was fun.
We were just talking about ours the other day because my like 25 years next year and they've already asked me for a coffee donation and I don't have any interest in going. My son's getting married next year. I'm like, I'm busy every day. Every day.
I have my 40th, I think, that next year.
Yeah, crazy, isn't it?
So they did it October like 3rd or something. I'm like, oh, we've got a family vacation in Florida.
Yeah, and then
they're like, bring your family.
Yeah.
I'm like,
no.
To Minnesota.
No, but thank you.
I don't know.
It all just goes by so fast too. Like when you think about, you know, like we started the conversation talking about how old our kids are.
Oh,
and like it is crazy how quick it goes.
Oh, yeah. Even Stella and Dallas just going up.
I know.
So
quick.
It's so
too
sad.
Quick.
Yeah.
Way too quick. I know Estelle went to a new school this year.
Oh, that's
crazy.
Right.
She's already through her elementary.
Did she do good though? I forgot to ask you.
Yeah, she really likes it.
And does she have friends in her grade from before? Like people she knew?
She has a couple girls in her class that she knows, but not necessarily ones that she's hung out with a lot.
Okay.
Did they all like funnel together from other schools like at that
we
school?
We only have one school.
Oh, because like, okay.
Yeah. So they do kindergarten, first, second.
Okay. Okay.
And young fives at one school, and then third, fourth, fifth, and then sixth, seventh, eighth, okay. and then high school.
Okay. I like that when they divvy them up a little bit more. I just, the age.
Yeah.
What kids know nowadays just seems like a lot for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Hey.
Hey.
Annalise is here.
Aren't you at school?
Busted. Well, bye, Mo. Have a good day.
She posted a picture on Facebook, Mo. And it was the night that we were going to the open houses. And I was like, that looks really familiar. Like, I was just in that room. So I commented, I'm like, where are you?
Yeah.
And sure enough, she was in the gym at Torrey Hill.
Oh, really? Nice. Oh, isn't that funny? Yeah, nice. Oh, what a small world it is.
It is.
Super really small is. World.
Gotta love that.
So I'm sure she'll see us still around.
Nice. I love that.
That's fun.
I love that. All right. Well, we still have our 25% off sale going on through Sunday, I think.
Yep. Our birthday sale's almost to a conclusion.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then that'll be done. Like, and then really we'll start wondering September.
If I ran a Labor Day sale now. Because we ran the birthday sale.
You did, and they're back to back. So are back-to-back. One ends and then one next day they start.
And we won't be here on Tuesday. Well, nobody will be here on Labor Day.
I already
Day,
have a plan, guys. It's fine. Don't worry.
It's fine. It'll be fine.
We have a plan.
Well, everything doesn't need to go out that day. I know we try to, but it doesn't need to.
Everything will be great. So we're not worried about it.
Okay. Well, everybody have a wonderful week.
Yeah. Happy Labor Day.
I feel a little better now that I had decaf coffee.
See that?
It's psycho. Yeah. It's somatic. Yeah. It's gonna
like just, it's coffee.
It's gonna pep me up.
Yeah.
I still feel like I need a nap.
So don't have a nap then, or don't have coffee then. Just have a nap.
Yeah.
That's probably better for you.
All right.
All right.
Have a wonderful week.
Bye, guys.